If you want to truly see that the ego is never fulfilled, just look at your parents. See if they are fulfilled. See if there is joy. See if there is peace. See if there is lightheartedness. See if they feel like they have actually got something. Or are they still crying? Are they still fighting? Are they still demanding some respect, some validation, some love? The dog is still hungry. The ego is always hungry. It cannot be fulfilled. So just for now, letting go of all the hunger in the system, all the sense of I want, I must get this, I must have this. When this game of wanting, desiring, chasing, when it pauses, even for a second, even for a minute, something very deep is revealed. Something very deep, something very peaceful. Something very nourishing is revealed. That is the true nature. That is our true nature, which is just one step below. It's just one step below all these thoughts and stories and belief systems. It's just like a dropping down. When we come to this space, we come to the realization that I have such enormous fulfillment within my system. This fulfillment is unconditional. It is not dependent on money. It is not dependent on relationship. It is not dependent on success. It is not dependent on whether I have a perfect body or not. This deep fulfillment is my inheritance. It is a gift from the divine. It is always with me. Kabir used to call it the diamond in the pocket. We used to say we all have a diamond in the pocket. Means we are extremely rich, but yet we go around the world begging for a few rupees here and there. Kabir used to say, spend all your time and energy discovering, confirming, acknowledging there is a diamond in your pocket. Once the diamond is seen, once the diamond is acknowledged, automatically the grip on the 3D world starts to lessen. Because the diamond is so beautiful, it is so nourishing, it is so fulfilling. There is no sense in chasing anything else. As long as there is unfulfillment, we are going to chase something in the world. We are going to cling to something in the world. Just breathing, just relaxing into this moment. No chasing anything. No reaching anywhere. And in this moment, not even having any spiritual goal. Just enjoying this moment, enjoying the breath, enjoying the stillness, the experiencing this moment of pure awareness. The ego is full of lies. It is always lying. It is always making false promises. It is always creating false friends and false enemies. Creating false goals. The ego is in a constant state of fear. It is terrified of the world. The ego is in a constant state of competition. Because it is afraid, it is desperate to do something. Desperate to have relationship, desperate to find success, desperate to get a promotion. All desperation comes from fear. All desperation comes from not knowing who you are. If you knew about the diamond in your pocket, there would be no desperation for anything. If you knew about your oneness with the divine, there would be no desperation for anything. How can you want anything else? Osho used to say it in a different way. He used to say that unless people discover this diamond, they're going to cling to these pebbles and stones from the road. They're going to keep accumulating pebbles and stones and rocks and dirt, whatever else they find on the street. That is what the mind perceives as valuable. That is what it's going to collect. And not only will it collect these stones and rocks, but it will fight for them. It will kill for them. Osho said that unless you find the diamond, there is no option. You're going to keep chasing the little pebbles. And fundamentally, that is also the responsibility of any spiritual teacher, to give you glimpses of this diamond again and again. To bring you as close as you are willing, to bring you as close as possible to realizing the presence of the diamond, to realizing the presence of the divine. That is the power of satsang, that is the beauty of satsang. That together we experience the diamond-like space. We experience the perfection of the divine. We experience the divine which is unconditionally within and without. It is like an immersion, it's like a diving into. The more one is able to let go of the ego, the deeper one can dive into the ocean of the divine. Which is pure peace, pure joy, pure bliss. All past, all future has disappeared. All struggling has vanished. Any desire to grasp anything has gone. One is in perfect peace, perfect contentment.